It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, our guest historian digs into a recent video download from the Associated Press and tells us what he found.
First, one of the most significant problems that's vexed the state in recent years has been the so-called brain drain of young college graduates leaving Wisconsin. According to research from UW-Madison, roughly 14,000 college graduates have left the state each year from 2008 to 2012.
The possible consequences: fewer college graduates in the state means fewer qualified candidates for jobs, fewer entrepreneurs starting businesses, and a murkier picture for economic development. Our next guest is looking to put a dent in the amount of college grads leaving the state, and he's introducing legislation aimed at keeping some of Wisconsin's young minds around.
Dewey Strobel joins us now. He's a Republican state senator from Cedarburg. Senator Strobel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's start with the problem. We spelled it out a little. How big of an issue is brain drain for Wisconsin?
Well, I think it's a big issue. When you look at what the facts and figures show us over the last, and this isn't just the last few years, this is a trend that's been continuing really since the early 90s. Wisconsin has a program called the Academic Excellence Higher Education Scholarship, and it's Wisconsin's only strictly merit-based scholarship program. And this amount really has been frozen since the early 1990s at $2,250 a year. Now, that back in that point in time was 1 year's tuition at one of our universities. Well, nowadays, since it's been frozen, it really is barely even a quarter of what that amount would be to attend a university for a year in Wisconsin. And the intent of this scholarship is to keep the best and brightest in the state of Wisconsin. But this scholarship is simply not achieving its intended purpose anymore. In fact, when you look at a survey that's been done by the HEAB, which is the group that administrates the survey program, 358 out of the 749 surveyed students that took this award, actually, they said it didn't even matter in their decision to take the scholarship. So really less than half say that the dollar amount even influenced their decision.
Well, and Senator Strobel, I want to dig into your legislation on that Academic Excellence Higher Education Scholarship. Now, it seems like there's two problems here. One, as you just said, making it significant enough that Wisconsin kids use that as a factor on where to go to school. Part two, they get out of college trying to tweak it so that it makes sure they stay here for a while. So talk us through what your bill would do to change that.
Well, going from that $2,250, you would basically double that. So it would, the cash award would equal to about half of what one's tuition would be at a university in the state of Wisconsin. So that would be a cash award, doubling the current award that is in place at this point in time. But then what would happen with the other half would be is, again, we want people to put down roots in Wisconsin and live here for the rest of their lives. And what this would do is for the first 5 years of their earnings, they would get a tax credit that would equal the other half of what their tuition was that they incurred by going to school at UW-Madison. So therefore, we can tell the best and brightest college graduates or high school graduates in the state of Wisconsin that they can, in effect, have their education paid for by A, going to school in the state of Wisconsin, and B, living and working in the state of Wisconsin for their first 5 years after they've graduated from college.
Now, how big a price tag would you see on something like this? Or has this, I don't know if the Fiscal Bureau has had a read through yet.
Well, I approached this from a revenue neutral standpoint is what I did. So right now the award is about two scholarships for every school district in the state of Wisconsin. My change to keep it revenue neutral goes to one scholarship for every school district in the state of Wisconsin. And thus, that's how we're able to go from that approximately $2,200 to about $5,000 for the cash award that's necessary to constitute one half. Now, then the other half, of course, is the tax credit, which has many other benefits and isn't scored that in a, the Fiscal Bureau scores that differently. And in essence, that, you know, isn't a cost out of the pocket because there's other benefits that come with that. So that's how it's paid for right now.
And but so it sounds like only half as many students then would ultimately get this kind of scholarship. Do we lose something there, even though there's more benefit in it for those who do get it?
Well, I think you might, and I certainly wouldn't be opposed to it keeping it at the average of two per school district in the state of Wisconsin. I believe it would be beneficial because for the payback, again, these are the students who are going to be the entrepreneurs, the job creators, the benefactors of our universities, the future leaders. These are the best and brightest that we really would like to keep here, and I believe it would be a well-founded investment, quite frankly, to keep it at 900. But to be revenue neutral, I have reduced it to half. And if my cohorts in the legislature deem that this is something important enough that we could actually up it and continue it at 900, I think it would be well worth it. When I look at what we pay out to various, you know, any one business even in this state in any one year to create X number of jobs, and I compare this investment versus, you know, one company to retain jobs in the state of Wisconsin, I see a much greater payback with this, and I think we can move some of those economic development dollars to this program. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
Talking to State Senator Dewey Strobel about legislation he's introducing targeting the brain drain problem here in Wisconsin. Is this still going to be enough of an incentive? Half of this is tax credits. Is the incoming college student thinking tax credits as they pack up for their first day of school?
Well, you know, it's not going to get everybody. It never will. But it's definitely going to move the needle in the direction of keeping more of our best and brightest in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, this is something, as you say, right now it's two students per high school. Under the new legislation, be one per high school. Is this just a drop in the bucket for a wider brain drain problem? Do we need more than just this legislation?
Well, again, it's per school district, not per high school.
I'm sorry, district.
But, you know, I don't think it's a drop in the bucket. I think it's significant. And considering right now we're really, again, another thing that came out of that study, 230 of these scholarships were declined by people that they were offered to and thus went further down to an alternate. So, you know, will this hold everyone? No, I don't think it was ever designed to do that. But will it begin to move the needle? I think it will, and I think that will prove to be a great benefit.
One argument with brain drain is if you build the kind of community young people want to live in, they will come. Is that, do you think, down the road, another opportunity for state legislative leadership to try to make a pull factor from another direction?
Well, I think all those factors go into the decision process of a young graduate to where they want to ultimately live. And I can't control all those, and the intent of this bill isn't to control all those. But it is to deal with one of the problems that is very, very crystal clear, and that is our scholarship program is lacking in incentivizing young people to stay in Wisconsin to go to school, and also this would provide another incentive for them to live and work here. So this isn't going to solve all the world's problems, but it is going to, I believe, like I said, move the needle in the right direction.
Before I let you go, Senator, do you have a timeline in mind for this legislation?
Well, we're hoping that it can pass within the next several months, and this additional benefit for our best and brightest could begin to take place for the graduates of our high schools in 2016.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dewey Strobel, Republican State Senator from Cedarburg. He joined us to talk about legislation he's introducing aimed at reducing brain drain here in Wisconsin.